Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Now, what an incredible morning. I mean, we started off the show with the Entrepreneur of the Year, Ernest & Young, BetterSkills.com founder, Tanya. We recently had the president of a billion-dollar company, Isagenics, Travis Ogden. And we had the founder of BenePlates, an incredible story they had, BenePlates.com. Now, we have had on our show various lawyers, including attorney generals, but I think it's safe to say that our next hero is the lawyer's lawyer. His career in law is very distinguished. We have the national president of the Federal Bar Association, Judge Michael Newman. Judge Newman, for our non-lawyers out there that may be listening, please describe what the Federal Bar Association is.
I'd be happy to, David. And first off, it's an honor and a privilege to be on the show. And thank you so much for having me on the program. It's a great program, and I'm happy to be chatting with you today. The Federal Bar Association is a group of lawyers and judges around the country who practice in the federal court system, who believe in the federal courts and care about justice and fairness in the federal court system. We number between 18 and 19,000, and it's lawyers and judges who practice and have cases in the federal courts every day.
Wow, amazing. I have a very important question for you, though. What does an impartial judicial system mean to you?
It's a great question. Well, that keys into the civics contest that our association, the FBA, is doing this year. We're asking middle school students and high school students to write essays, and they can do them in writing or do them on the StoryCorps app to talk about the importance of an impartial court system. And I will tell you, as a judge myself, I'm a federal judge here in Ohio. I sit in the Southern District of Ohio in Dayton. I think an impartial system of justice is very, very important, so that people know that when they come to the federal court system, they're going to be treated fairly by a judge and in appropriate cases by a jury who will look at the facts, look at the law impartially, apply the law to the facts carefully and appropriately, not have a bias. I think that's very, very important, and that's really how our system of justice functions every day. But I think it's important for people to know how seriously everybody who works in the federal court system, that's from judges to lawyers to assistant U.S. attorneys and private practitioners and public defenders, that we all care very, very much about impartiality, and we all care very much about getting it right. And so the Federal Bar Association thought it was so important that we've created this essay contest. You can find more information about the essay contest at fedbar.org. And we're trying to get the word out about the importance of the federal court system and how it works fairly and impartially. But more importantly, we're really trying to talk about civics. We've talked to young people around the country, and it seems that although many young people learn about civics, we really probably could do a better job of teaching people about the third branch of government, that's the courts, and how important the court system is for everything that happens in American life. And really, the federal court system does touch upon, in the civil context and the criminal context, everything that we do here in America. So we think it's important, and it's our effort to try to promote civics around the country.
Now, Judge Newman, being a federal judge, I mean, that's a humongous responsibility, hugest responsibility. How did you get in? What was your first interest of even getting involved within law?
Well, it's a great question, David. I think I got lucky. When I went to American University for law school back in the 80s, and when I got out of law school, I had a chance to come to Ohio and serve as a law clerk, which is a fancy word for really being a staff attorney, to a federal judge. And his name is Judge Sherman, Jack Sherman Jr. He's now retired. I got very lucky. He was a wonderful judge, a wonderful role model, a wonderful mentor. I tried to do the same thing now to the law clerks who work with me. But he was a teacher before he became a lawyer. And he taught me about the importance of fairness and justice and getting cases right the first time so there's no mistake, so people don't want to appeal what you do. And he really set me on the path, quite frankly, to be a judge. And when I worked with him, and I worked with him for a number of years, it just seemed to me that was the ideal job, at least for my personality. You know, going to work every day, knowing you're doing justice, knowing you're helping people, knowing you're making the court system work the way it should work. We do so much mediation now around the country as federal judges. Having a chance to mediate disputes and bring resolution for people, I will tell you, I get a lot of pleasure every day when I personally mediate civil cases. And quite frankly, I think I allow people to get some closure on a dispute and to move forward. And I think a lot of that came from the training I got years ago with Judge Sherman, who I was just very fortunate to work with.
Now, you're listening to Alliance's Heroes with me, David Kogan. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community, alliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. And we have the president of the Federal National Bar Association and U.S. Magistrate, Judge Michael Newman, can be reached at fedbar.org. We'll also have his information on our website, alliances.com. Now, I can only imagine, Judge, what it's like in your home as you're a father of not one, not two, but three, I can't believe it, triplet daughters. What advice do you have for children who want to make a difference like you and your fellow FBA members tirelessly work to do?
Well, David, it's funny. It is crazy in my house sometimes. I'm not gonna lie to you. With three daughters, they're approaching 10 years of age, and they're very smart, they're very curious. But you know, we talk about the importance of fairness, and we talk about the importance of giving back to others. And I'm trying to plant the seed with them that as they get older, they have an obligation, I see it, to help other people and to be a good citizen and to care about other people. And those are the very things I think that the very best lawyers in the country and the very best judges embody: the sense of duty to getting it right, the sense of duty of fairness and impartiality, like we talked about a few moments ago. And so we talk about these things at the dinner table. And I laugh with my wife. I said, you know, other people are probably talking about the latest movie or the latest novel or Harry Potter or something. And we, you know, sure, we'll talk about those things. But a lot of times we'll talk about, I think, these issues probably of more substance of what are you going to do with your life when you get older so that your life has meaning, and how are you going to help other people, and trying to plant the seed that that's really important and you need to think about what you're going to do with your life so that you make a permanent commitment to doing so. So I hopefully that's sinking in. Their names are Anna, Bridget, and Claire, three girls, almost 10, and they're very sweet.
Yeah, I think that's worthy and fantastic advice. Now, you've received many awards. You were recognized by the Federal Magistrate Judges Association for valuable and dedicated service to judges. The FBA presented you with the President's Award. You've received the FBA Elaine Boots Fisher Public Service Award. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. I mean, you've done so much. But who on your path inspired you to where you are today?
You know, it's interesting. First of all, it's very nice of you to say, David, about those awards. It's very kind. I'm kind of modest about it, but you're very, very nice to mention that. You know, I give a lot of credit to my mom and dad, both of whom sadly have passed away. My parents were older when they had my sister and me. They were products of the Great Depression. And I think I got this strong sense from them of the importance of working hard and never giving up. And sometimes in life, you know, sadly, a door will be closed. Well, rather than going home and quitting and crying in your pillow, what you should do is pick yourself up by the bootstraps and look. And sure enough, another door will open for you. I try to live my life that way. But I give a lot of credit to my mom and dad, who worked really hard. And, you know, they came from very, very modest beginnings. And the lesson that they tried to impart to my sister and to me was that you really should work hard. You should help other people. It's important that you're honest and you do good work every day. But also this idea that as citizens in the country, we're all really connected with each other. And that does feed back into this idea that the Federal Bar Association is doing this year under my leadership, promoting civics, promoting the idea that we're all connected, that we all have an obligation to help resolve disputes in a fair and impartial way, and that I think letting the public know how seriously judges take this effort and how committed the federal judges are around the country to making the federal courts work effectively and be the avenue for dispute resolution, both on the criminal end and the civil end.
Well, I know your mom and dad would be very proud of you. Duty of Fairness, Judge Michael Newman, you've devoted your career to giving a voice to those that can't speak for themselves. You're known for your efforts in promoting diversity. You help educate children about civics, which is incredibly important. Thank you for all you do, Judge Michael Newman, President of the Federal Bar Association, fedbar.org. This is David Kogan with Alliances. Go to our website, alliances.com, and listen to more heroes.
You have been listening to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. Alliances is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups. To present your superpower, visit www.alliances.com. To unmask Alliances Heroes' secret identities, be sure to tune in every Thursday at 9 a.m. right here on Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM.